February 8th. All right, we're back. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good Friday morning. Got some clouds. Still got some fog. 29 degrees. And, well, hey, it's Friday. And I know that because Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Management, standing right in front of me. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Are you loving this weather as much as everybody else?
No.
Okay.
No, well, it's fine. It feels like March.
Feels weird.
What it is. Yep. It feels weird. And that's okay. You know what? It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to complain that it's going to be 40 in a few days.
It's crazy.
I know the ice fishermen are going to complain.
Yeah.
Because it's really going to start to deteriorate.
No, there's a downside for some people. Yeah.
But, on the upside, and this is your favorite word, the probabilistic flood outlook came out
the other
day.
Here we go.
I know, which puts us in that low risk category, which I think we all knew.
Yeah.
However, this outlook is like the first quarter of a football game. There's a lot of game left to play.
Right.
So take this one with a grain of salt to see what's going to happen over the next couple months.
Okay.
However, the forecast right now looks warm and dry. So
right.
We'll see. But you never know. We could get a significant weather system in February or March
or even April,
could change things.
Right. And you know, that's happened before.
Oh, it happens
relatively mild
every year,
right.
It seems. So we'll just kind of have to see what happens. However, things look good right now. With the warming temperatures we're going to have over the next week, you're going to say goodbye to all of this snow, which is fine. We did have, you know, significant moisture that fell in December, soaked into the ground. Some of it ran off, obviously, because the river jumped, you know,
it
crazy.
Did. Yeah, it was
about
crazy
a week
high.
In
yeah.
December. So we'll just see what happens. We could use the moisture. We'll put it that way.
Right.
We could use the moisture, but everything's going to melt right now within the next week or so, and maybe dry out a little bit too. So we'll just have to see.
Let's talk about that. And I've thought about you quite often over the past couple weeks, because I always call you my common sense person when it comes to, like, you know, just life and living. So you're talking about warmer temps, talking about the river, talking about ice conditions, because every day I'm reading stories about people going through the ice, you know, and I'm thinking, I got to ask a common sense question to Brianna Colville about, you know, heading out on the ice. So there's my question.
Well, I think you need to look at ice conditions. If you're worried about it, ask around. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to know what the ice is like further out. If not, check as you go. I can tell you, my husband was out on the ice last night. He slept on the ice with our, you know, pull behind fish house and his pickup out there. So ice conditions are good, but it varies where you are.
Sure.
So he was measuring 15 inches where he was last
night. Okay, okay. And that's been the general that I've heard, like 15 to 20.
Right, but things get weird when it gets to be 40.
Right.
That's
why I'm bringing it up, right.
And then if we have any windy days, it can help break stuff up too, so then things get kind of dicey.
Okay.
So as these temperatures warm up, just be smart. Ask around and check as you go.
Right.
Just to make sure that you're still going to be safe. You're going to be safe for a while as far as walking out. That's not going to deteriorate right away. But drivable conditions, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see what happens.
Okay. Well, again, thank you for sharing that, because I'm reading these stories. It's like, no, we need a little common sense from Brianna, and now we got it.
Sure.
April.
Sure, why not?
And I'm looking ahead already because I want to get January over with quick. April's coming up. And, of course, we always mentioned the whole recycling thing, which, if you want to recycle, that's still available right now. But April's kind of the month we focus on it.
Absolutely. We are open year-round. So if you have recyclables sitting around, feel free to bring them on in Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6, or Saturdays 8 until noon, or take advantage of any of those recycling bins that we have throughout the county. If you're looking to get rid of cardboard, we do have a cardboard bin on the south side of the recycling center that's always accessible as well. Same thing with used tires, used oil, antifreeze, all of those items. So you can really get rid of anything year-round. You just need to come visit us. That's all.
You know where I'm going with this next question.
Sure.
Do you have any clue yet what the premiums are going to be?
No.
Okay. When do you typically know?
You know, maybe the last week in March.
Okay, so we won't revisit this till probably March.
Yeah, we're all not going to touch on that for a while. Do I think it's going to be the 70 cents like it was a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
No chance. I might not see premiums like that in my lifetime.
That was crazy. That was just freakish.
It was insane is what it was. It was a fantastic year if you were looking to cash in your aluminum right now. We're paying 25 cents a pound, which is still okay.
That's still not bad.
Yeah. So we'll just have to see what happens over the next couple months because those commodities markets will change on a dime. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Hey, I have to congratulate you. You are an archery mom.
I am.
And your son, he did quite well at the tournament last weekend. Congratulations.
Yes, he did very well in Gwinner. Came home with 2 medals and qualified.
You can brag on him. Go ahead.
So it was great.
All right. So, and now you're off to state. I love that.
Yes, state will be in March, so that'll be exciting.
It's tomorrow, folks.
Yes, yeah, Pinewood Derby is tomorrow.
Okay.
At the community center, Pinewood Derby is at 10 o'clock if you wanted to come and watch. Otherwise, the Boy Scout troop is having a pancake feed from 8 a.m. until 11 at the community center. So come and have some pancakes, support the troop, and then watch those Cub Scouts race their derby cars.
So what's your son got going this year?
He actually went for a patriotic theme this year.
Really?
So it's
okay.
A flag.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Awesome.
I know he dazzled with that R2-D2 car last year.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. That was awesome.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay.
You never really know how those cars are going to run until they go down the track.
Sure.
So we'll see.
Well, that's the fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So again, what time does all this get going?
Pinewood Derby is at 10, pancake feed from 8 until 11, both at the community center.
Fantastic. So get out and support the Scouts.
Absolutely.
Brianna Koval, always great to have you in here each and every Friday with your probabilistic stuff. I just like saying that.
It's your favorite word.
It is my favorite word, and thank you for putting it in my head. But you gonna be around next Friday?
Absolutely.
Well, we'll stop in. We'll talk again. We'll think of a whole new subject. I don't know what, but, you know.
We always find
things to talk about.
Absolutely.
All right. Talking Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management, every Friday here at 9:10 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Escape.